Welcome to the 2-Bit Cypher podcast. You already know I am your host, the 2-Bit Cypher. And one of these days, I'm going to figure out an intro, okay? Because I got too many alter egos going on. I don't know which one to pick when I start a show. Either way, you know who it is. It's your boy D Brown. And today I want to talk about childhood trauma. I want to touch base on my childhood trauma and, what I think trauma does to us at an early age. And, first and foremost, I want to say that everything that I talk about is through my experience. I haven't, I didn't go to school for this or anything. It's just I've, reverse engineered myself. So I have a great understanding of, how I work and, how things, developed for me. And this might be a little all over the place. I usually have some notes that I go off of, but I kind of want this to be off the cuff. I think it might give it a little more, heartfelt feel. So, let's get into it. One of the first thing when I think of childhood trauma is when you're a child, you don't know you're experiencing trauma. You have no clue. How could you, especially, if, you've experienced it at an early age? And for me, it started when I was 5. My parents sent me to live with my grandmother, and I believe that certain things should happen, as being human. And one of those things is the attachment to your parents. And when that's not met, things happen, whether it be unintentional or intentional, things just happen. And with that attachment or lack thereof, it spawns a lot of issues. You got attachment issues, you got detachment issues, you got anger issues. And I just want to touch base a little bit on those real quick. With attachment issues, as you start getting older, you are afraid to attach. And you're afraid because you don't know what that really feels like. I grew up with my grandmother, so I did have a little bit there, but it still wasn't, sufficient. So as you're meeting people and things like that, you're just afraid. And you already know when it comes to attachment, a lot of times you can't control it. You might meet somebody, you're like, oh, okay, I like you, but you're scared. So now you just become distant, right? You're like, I don't know if I'm supposed to feel this way or not. So you become distant, and that creates that relationship. And then you have detachment issues. You detach because you're comfortable being by yourself, right? Things start getting hot and heavy. You know what I mean? You already know that. Hey, what's going on? Hey, no one, let me just go ahead and detach. I got to get back to my comfort zone because this, I don't know how this feels. I don't understand this. And then the anger issues just pop up randomly. There's just things that somebody will say something to you like a trigger, and now you're snapping off. Now you're just popping off. And again, you don't know why. And then you just start to say, all right, well, this is just me. This is just how it's going to be, but you're also a kid, and you also have to navigate life. And you know that you can't navigate life being sad like that all the time. So what do you do? For me, I just suppress those feelings, right? Because you still have to, you got to get up, go to school, you got to be around people, and you can't just be, I guess you can now that I have a better understanding. Being sad is just fine. But when you're young, you're like, I can't be sad and crying all day. So you suppress those feelings. And again, going back to what I said earlier, there are things that are just naturally supposed to happen. You are naturally supposed to cry, supposed to feel sad. And when you suppress those things, again, bad things happen. And as you start getting older, and for me, I was awful in school, but I also did have a balance, though. Y'all, I forgot to mention this. So, I was suppressing my feelings, but the balance was I could always make people smile and laugh or feel good. That was always my balance, right? At the expense of my feelings, I love to see other people, smile and laugh. And that made me feel good inside, but that still didn't fix what was going on. And when you're dealing with this, you don't know. You're like, okay, I'm here. I'm good, but at some point in time, something has to give. And when you're suppressing your feelings and you got this makeshift happiness, something has to give. And for me, it was just my feelings. I became numb. It's what I call being dead inside. You know, you're feeling, you have this, you know, feeling of not having feelings. Even though you do, you feel like you don't, right? And you're just walking around, you know, just like a zombie, really. And nobody knows this but you, because you've done such a great job at, you know, just masking who you are or how you're feeling inside, that nobody else knows it but you. So unless you tell somebody, it's a done deal. You're just going to keep going down this path. And, you know, when that happens, you don't, not only do you not care about yourself, you don't care about the people around you, you don't care about the world, you don't care about anything. Even though you're still trying to make people happy, you don't care about them either. You're sitting there saying, if anything happened to you, I don't really care. I'm only here, or you're only here so I can make you laugh to feel better. You know, and it is what it is. That's just in, you know, that formula. And, you know, right around sixth grade is when that happened for me. I stopped doing, you know, I was already not really doing my schoolwork, but I stopped even more. And, you know, at that time I started getting a little bigger. So now I couldn't even be disciplined. Like, my grandma couldn't discipline anymore. The only person that could, you know, discipline me was my dad, and he wasn't around. So, like, I'm cool. All right, we're just gonna do this or whatever, you know, what have you. But that whole time, you know, I was suppressing my feelings. I never really, the only time I gave myself, you know, time to like be sad was like after my dad would come get me. So my dad lived in Chicago, which is a couple hours away from here. And a few times a year he would come get me, and I'd be there from Friday to Sunday. And Friday and Saturday were cool. It was all love. But Sunday would come, you know, I would cry all day. And then when my dad dropped me off, I had memorized the trip to Chicago. So I used to just sit in the chair and cry until mentally my dad got home safe. And that was the only time I did that growing up. So think about that. That's only a few times a year that I'm doing that, right? Something bad is going to happen. You know, if you're just sitting there saying, all right, these are the only times that I'm going to do this, I would sit there, cry, pack my feelings back up, and just go about, you know, life. And that happened. That happened for so long, y'all. I don't even remember how long that happened. But, you know, like I said, something eventually has to give. And it did right around, you know, sixth grade. So then, now I don't give a shit about anything. And we get to high school. I knew from the first day I went to high school, I wasn't going to graduate. I just knew it because I didn't care. Right. So I said, I'm going to just do the bare minimum to play sports. And that was it. And that's what I did. And when I was a senior, I was ineligible for one game. And I couldn't believe it, right? Coach came to me and said, "Oh, you're ineligible. You can't play." And you know, I brushed it off too. I said, "You know what? I don't care. I'll just be ineligible." And when we were warming up, I was in street clothes. All I wanted to do was cry. It was unbelievable. That's when I knew I was even in more trouble, because I'm sitting here trying to cheer on my teammates, and the whole time I'm just holding myself back from not crying. And that was senior year, and I knew that I wasn't going to graduate. So I'm like, hey, that was one of the darkest times that I had ever felt. And I didn't really realize that until I was, you know, thinking back, like trying to do this podcast. I had almost forgot about that, because that's the other part. You know, when you do go through these things and do these things, you know, as you get older, you forget things, right? You've blocked certain things out so good that you forget. Until you start unpacking, and I unpacked that, I said, yo, that was a crazy dark time, you know, in my life. That was the first darkest time I had. And then I went on to not graduate, and, you know, that, you know, spawned some more issues, you know. But that's just something that I wanted to talk about. It's been on my heart to get off, you know, for a while. And I've, you know, finally gotten to that comfort zone to where I can talk about it. So that's just me, you know, from early childhood, you know, to adulthood. That's just what it was. I was all over the place, and I couldn't understand it. And I didn't understand it until I was in my mid-30s. You know, think about that. That's 30 some years not understanding yourself, and you're just making it by. And that's why I got to give a shout out to everybody who's experienced something similar. It takes an extremely strong person to navigate life and still be here because not everybody makes it. You already know. And I have a tremendous amount of love for everybody, first of all. Now, let's just keep it real. I know I'm petty and all that, but still, I have, I'm a healer. I have deep love for everybody, but it's selective. How about that? But I applaud people who have, been through extremely traumatic things are still here. And they don't get enough credit, right? You don't get enough credit until you come out of it, until you're like, oh, I'm healed. Oh, hey, clap, right? You're not be nobody's clapping for you while you're there's an emotional wreck or, going through that type of stuff. So that's one of my goals is to applaud those while they're still going through it. Because I know what it's like to go through it and it sucks. It's extremely hard. And like I said, not everybody makes it. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who's experienced, trauma on any level, at any stage of the game, not just childhood trauma. That's just my specialty because that's how I was created. But, I want y'all to know that, my social media space is a safe space for you, right? Everything for the most part is understood, because I understand it. I understand those thoughts. I understand, what it's like to just be down and out and just not want to be here. I totally get it, so shout out to you. So, and that's it. I just wanted to get that out there. Hopefully, that gave you a little something. I just need one person. You already know all I need is one person. Hopefully you got something out of that. I appreciate y'all listening. If you liked it, please, as always, like, share, subscribe, and just stay tuned. I'll be back, with more. Petty Louia.